It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has officially broken streaming records that were previously held by Drake for In My Feelings. The Billy Ray Cyrus remix became the number one song in America, stayed at the top of the charts, and broke streaming records as of yesterday. Yeah. Old Town Road has 143 million U.S. streams and counting and broke the record that was set by Drake's In My Feelings, which had 116.2 million streams. Wow.
Lean in my bladder.
Britney Spears wants control over her fortune back from her dad. Sources say the pop star feels like she is ready to take the control back, and it has always been the goal of her dad, Jamie Spears, to give her control of her fortune back when she was ready. The news comes after he recently underwent a second surgery following his colon rupture and hospitalization, and her father's medical issues have recently taken a toll on her. She's not doing great handling that, I guess. But she was like, what is it called? Like a conservatorship or something like that? Her parents kind of...
They watched out for her because if she has like one of those mental episodes, she could... Who knows what she would do? Or
yeah.
She really can't look out for herself.
Like over all of her money?
Right.
Okay.
The settlement deal in the divorce between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was released in court documents last week. The document shows that after 15 months of marriage, Amber Heard kept a 1968 Mustang that she owned before the marriage, a 2015 Range Rover, select pieces of furniture, two dogs, $7 million and $500,000 towards legal fees. Heard filed a protective order asking that Depp stay 100 yards away from one of the dogs, but a judge denied the order. This story kind of made me laugh because I was like, man, if Joe and Lindsay ever get a divorce, that is something that she would do. Joe has to stay 100 yards away from one of the dogs at all times.
Yeah, she would totally take the dogs. That's all she really would care about.
And actress Salma Hayek's husband, François-Henri Pinault, if I'm saying that correctly, has pledged over $113 million to help rebuild the fallen Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Her husband's donation was the first major one announced. His family owns and controls a number of businesses, including Gucci, Alexander McQueen, Stella McCartney, Saint Laurent, and Balenciaga. Hayek and Pinault have a residence also near the cathedral. Coming up in less than an hour in the garbage, there could be new music from this former boy band coming.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Liv the Web Girl has a friend, but now she's starting to stray away from the word friend. Are you not using that as a term anymore?
I know this girl like I would loosely call us friends.
Okay, the separation is growing more and more by the minute. Well, let's just still say a friend that was quote-unquote bored in her life, so she did something which changed it forever, and now her boyfriend says, I'm having no part in this. We're going to talk about that and see what you think coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.